Pakistan is telling the U.S. that it must shrink its intelligence and military presence there. Relations sank to new lows after a CIA contractor, Raymond Davis, shot and killed two Pakistani men in January. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports on the damage that has been done and the efforts to repair relations.
The Raymond Davis affair has so seriously harmed relations that a Pakistani senior intelligence source says his country's spy agency has frozen its joint operations here with the CIA. Where there used to be some 100 such operations a year, the source said now there are none, a potential blow to efforts to hunt for dangerous militants. Observers and analysts talk about the state of this often troubled relationship with a new sense of urgency. Here's retired General Talat Masood.
This is a situation which is, truly speaking, unsustainable.
Dawn newspaper columnist Cyril Almeida says,
this is not a relationship based on trust or strategic, positive strategic interests, perhaps what you're seeing with India. This is a relationship based on fear.
Security analyst and author Aisha Siddiqua believes there's been a fundamental transformation in relations, underscored by negative perceptions about the way the United States conducts itself.
Yes, the engagement will remain, but ideologically, the situation at this moment is irreparable. America's perception in the eyes of the general public or in the eyes of the military itself is not going to change.
The Pakistani intelligence official who spoke on condition of anonymity said there are some 40 to 60 American operatives inside Pakistan whose works we do not know about, and we're asking the U.S. for visibility on that, he says. Some may have already left the country. We are watching and waiting for the Americans to come clean, the intelligence source said. The idea of armed Americans like Raymond Davis, able to roam Pakistan at will, has enraged the Pakistani public and humiliated its intelligence agency, the ISI. We have a right to know who is here, said the Pakistani official. You keep saying we are an ally, so don't treat us like a satellite, he says. He also said Pakistan wants the U.S. to cut the number of its special operation forces working here and training Pakistani soldiers. U.S. sources say that that contingent is supposed to be 120 strong. The Pakistani intelligence source said that number has crept higher, but gave no specific figure. Analyst Aisha Siddiqua says the number of affected U.S. personnel is far less significant than what Pakistan is conveying when it tells the Americans to reduce its footprint here.
It is meant to send a message that, look, we don't want things to be done at your terms. We are suspicious of whom you're sending. So this is just what you'd call signaling to restructure the relationship more to Pakistan's advantage.
The U.S. is on the diplomatic offensive. U.S. Ambassador Cameron Munter this week ventured back into the public eye with some fence mending.
We want to see renewal. I'm here today to talk about the opportunities of the future, not these problems of the past. But those problems were acute in recent months, symbolized by the case of Raymond Davis. We must not let this very regrettable incident stop us as we work together for Pakistan's bright future with America's determined help.
The audience of academics and diplomats peppered the ambassador with questions that reveal a deep antagonism toward American policies, none more so than the CIA drone program.
Please, can you give us a definite time to stop drone attack on Pakistan?
The questioner told the ambassador to take that plea to Washington, and retired Ambassador Ashraf Qazi says the drones might just be illegal.
Whatever legal arguments you come up with, the fact is that it does alienate public opinion in a very big way here.
Yesterday, the U.S. launched its first airstrike since the deadly attack of March 17th that reportedly killed many civilians and infuriated Pakistan. The government took the unusual step yesterday of issuing a demarche to the U.S. ambassador over Wednesday's strike that killed six suspected militants. The attack came as Pakistan's spy chief was returning from Washington, where he is said to have called for limiting the scope of the drone strikes. When word of yesterday's drone attack reached the Pakistan intelligence official who spoke anonymously, he raised his eyebrows and said, is it a message? We'll continue to do what we want, irrespective of what you say. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.